Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an
Ian
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
Ian's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, everyone. Hello. And welcome to ENN. Start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
Because when I see you, I'm going to shove a Twizzle down your throat.
And then I'll continue by saying good evening to Don.
Got no money. I was in a bowling league, okay, with what little money I did have.
Now, RJ, so did you look up the Scottie Pippen? Was it not funny when he said it?
It actually wasn't a bad stumble.
Oh, I was hoping for more. Also, a shout-out to our friends at Jack Daniels who brought me this this gift that I'm going to partake in tonight because you can't leave the house anyway, so why not sip a beverage?
I have great admiration for your gift.
We have not heard from Morris.
I know. This is 100 proof, by the way, this bottled in bond Jack Daniels.
Don, so it's amazing. He's giving Jack Daniels these free plugs.
Wish me luck.
No liquor showed up at our door.
No.
Wow, I'm out.
Or you're Ryan out of booze? Early's door or Tim McCarthy's door.
How do you know?
I'm pretty sure of it.
I don't know if that's true. What? I can't believe you just managed to like snitch me to our bosses for me getting...
They're watching!
Yeah, but the narcomania you pull is...
Don, did I reveal anything that wasn't said on the air?
Don, you know what I mean.
Well, you said it twice, sir.
Thank you, Don. Don's sticking up for me once.
You think that this show is what we just do it for ourselves? I mean, when you say it on the air, there's a very good chance that management.
Thank you to everyone, by the way, who took pictures of Don and put him into Tommy Boy.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, I have tons of them.
Nobody has sent any to me. Why wouldn't they add me to that?
Here you go, Donnie Boy. You're added on some.
Maybe there's people that I've muted in the past.
It's going to come in the middle of all my serious tweets about the state of the world, and there'll be a random one of Don wearing his horse helmet while standing next to
Donnie
David Spade.
There. Why is his face purple?
Yeah, there's more. There's more. Keep going.
Oh, wow. There's a few just like scenes from the movie. I thought they were going to take the movie poster. But the one where he reenacts the brakes not working and sets fire to the guy's model car.
Oh, my God.
There's my favorite.
New guy's in the corner puking his guts out.
My God.
Okay, let's move on, shall we? Let's get started with some ENN. We'll start with Adam Silver, who was on the NBA on TNT with Ernie and the gang. Would the NBA have to be paused again if someone tested positive for COVID?
The answer is we don't believe we would need to. You know, we've been dealing with a group of our experts plus public health authorities down in Florida now. And the view is that if we were testing every day and we're able to trace, in essence, the contacts that player has had, we're able to, in essence, contain that player, you know, and separate him from his team. And we're continuing to test every day. The belief is we would not have to shut down if a single player tested positive.
Adam Silver also says he talks about some coaches needing to maintain social distance.
There are also people involved in this league, particularly some of the coaches, who are obviously older people. And we also know people at any age who have underlying conditions are more vulnerable. So we're going to have to work through protocols. And it may be, for example, certain coaches may not be able to be the bench coach. They may have to retain social distancing protocols. And maybe they can be in the front of a room, a locker room or a ballroom with a whiteboard, but when it comes to actual play, we're not going to want them that close to players in order to protect them. So those are all issues we're continuing to work through.
Well, that's been changed already. Because he said that on TNT last night.
And then?
Then Rick Carlisle got a hold of him and said, no, 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 no. These coaches want to coach. Let's put it this way, everybody. There is absolutely not a foolproof plan. A lock solid, there's no way anybody could get sick plan. There's just not. So you try to eliminate the odds or lower the odds.
Right.
And I think they've done a pretty good job of it. And also I saw Woj tweeted out, Don, if people are dining outdoors at Disney World or whatever, they're not going to come into contact with other people. So if a team is staying at a hotel, the average fan that goes to, or the average customer that goes to Disney World, that hotel will not be available.
Right. So they are they'll be in a controlled environment where there'll be no interaction with anybody outside of that group.
Right.
But that will not be happening in baseball. Now, they'll tell the players go straight home, but some of those players are going to go out for pizza. Some of those players are going to go out, as you said, to the grocery store, or their wife or their kids may go out and come back. I mean, so that would be the fear from a baseball standpoint. But basketball and hockey, I think they will be they'll be clear. But if you're waiting for it to be foolproof, then we have to wait till a vaccine.
Last night, a couple hours after we got off the air, Drew Brees, let's see if this works. Drew Brees did this on Instagram.
There's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people, especially friends, teammates, former teammates, loved ones, people that I care and respect deeply. That was never my intention. I wish I would have laid out what was on my heart in regards to the George Floyd murder, Ahmaud Arbery, the years and years of social injustice, police brutality, and the need for so much reform and change in regards to legislation and so many other things to bring equality to our black communities. I am sorry, and I will do better, and I will be part of the solution. And I am your ally. And I know no words will do that justice. That's going to have to be.
So there you have it.
Well, he's trying, but let me set this up for you. You ever drive on, you know, old country roads, something like that? And
like Old Town Road?
Kind of like that. And it's a four-way stop sign. And there's going to be, at some point, there's going to be a collision. So you've got Drew Brees backing off his initial statement because the league reacted very and teammates reacted very angrily to, and the public. Now you have the magnificent video put together by some of the biggest stars in the NFL, pretty much demanding that the owners say, how would you encapsulate that, Peter? The owners say, we were wrong for you squelching your right to protest and, you know, keeping Kaepernick down. They're demanding that be taken back and the owners be part of the solution.
Yeah. And
then
acknowledge
you got
the silence,
a president who today, and I hate to say I'm right, but I predicted it yesterday.
You did.
Further inflamed the situation by saying he loves Drew Brees, but Brees was wrong to back off on it. You cannot be kneeling before our great flag in capital letters. Now, the owners, many of them who are supporters of the president, they're in this, what do we do? We got the biggest star players demanding us to do this. We got the president of the United States, many of us love him and support him and have given money to his campaign. He's saying another
thing. You're talking about the owners now.
Yeah, so about the owners.
Got it.
What happened? Where's the collision happening? Are the players that were on that video, the biggest stars in the NFL, are they not going to work unless the owners do this? If the owners do capitulate, then what does the president do to the owners? And if Drew Brees actually, in order to really do a mea culpa, when the games begin, he kneels down during the national anthem, how is the president going to deal with Drew Brees then? This four-way stop sign, somebody's going to get in an accident. Somebody's going to get broadsided. A T-bone's going to happen. This is not going to be good.
But I like, what was it, Michael Thomas that said, I forgive him, he's my quarterback. You know, if we're really going to have change, then we have to just learn to get along and learn, speak to each other. I mean, that's just the way. You don't want to be too harsh either, right? Because I think reputation has to matter sometimes, right? I mean, he had a pristine reputation. in the city of New Orleans. To the best of my knowledge, his teammates loved him.
And but how about this, Don? I think when football comes back, everybody's going to kneel. I really believe that. And Drew Brees won't.
Adrian Peterson came out today and said that the Redskins will all be kneeling.
Okay, so that's going to inflame a certain segment of the country that doesn't believe that's respectful. It's going to inflame the president who doesn't believe it's respectful. So if Drew Brees does not kneel, he's going to be asked why, even if he throws 8 touchdown passes that game. After the game, why didn't you kneel? And if he repeats what he said that he just apologized for, I mean, every single door set up there for Drew Brees.
Let me throw something at you, though.
Okay.
He has an opportunity that doesn't involve him kneeling. Now, Trump just gave him one. He can go right back at the president and say and defend apologizing when you hurt people. And say
you think he's going to do that?
No, but I'm telling it is an option, though, that's not kneeling, where people would certainly respect it if he went out and wrote at real Donald Trump, because Trump's tweet was, I'm a big fan of Drew Brees. I think he's truly one of the greatest quarterbacks, but he should not have taken back his original stance on honoring our magnificent American flag. Old Glory, in all caps, is to be revered, cherished, and flown high. We should be standing up straight and tall, ideally with a salute or hand on heart. There are other things you can protest, but not our great American flag. No kneeling, all caps, exclamation point. If Brees was to respond to that and say, I didn't take back how I feel about honoring our flag. I took back the comments where I prioritize my own experience over that of black Americans because I am sorry for that. And when we make mistakes and hurt people, we should apologize, Mr. President. I think he has an opportunity to actually score there. But not that it should be about that, but let's be honest, it is. It's a PR thing.
What we're looking for, and I mentioned this a couple of times during the course of the week, that everybody wants that bold stroke that's going to change everything. That's not going to happen, right? So you make statements. Let's say he goes and kneels. All right, well, that would be nice. That would show solidarity with the movement. But you've also got to do things. It's not just about kneeling, right? It's about trying to go and make change.
But what if
over the next year, Drew Brees does everything humanly possible to change the narrative and use his power and his wealth to bring people together and completely supports Black Lives Matter, but doesn't kneel? Like, would that make him a bad guy?
No, but
I mean, he's just done a bunch of things, but just doesn't feel comfortable kneeling. Like, so wouldn't you rather, Peter, have him do everything humanly possible within his means to change it and not kneel? Or kneel and then just go about his business the way he's always has?
First of all,
because kneeling is going to be easy, guys, because if everybody kneels, then it's going to be an easy thing to kneel.
But there is absolutely no indication whatsoever that Drew Brees was not in support. He came out and said he was not in support of kneeling, but he's a charitable guy. I would assume that he's helped a lot of people through all races and creeds. He's been that guy in New Orleans. But the trapdoors aren't just for Drew Brees. The owners have trapdoors too. So the great players in that video demanded that the owners admit they were wrong to ban kneeling. What happens if they do that? Then the owners hit the trapdoor because the president's going to rip them.
But again, and I guess you're right. But what I'm kind of getting to the point of is, like, let's say the owners do exactly what the players did, and you get 12 or 13 owners, the biggest owners in the sport, right? Woody Johnson, John Mara,
Jerry Jones,
Robert Kraft, and they all do a similar video saying we are going to change, we're going to try to do better. Maybe they even admit that they blackballed Colin Kaepernick.
That way they won't let do.
But let's just say they did.
Okay.
All right. What else are you going to do? That's it? Now there's a video out, and then you're just going to go about business the way you did before? Well, what's the plan moving forward? So everybody wants these grand gestures, kneel, say this, tweet that. Okay, what do you plan on doing after that? Because that's what I want to see. Like the NHL just had the league is creating 4 committees to examine and take action on diversity issues facing the sport. All right? Let's see the NFL do that. And let's put together committees. Let's make change.
The NFL.
Right? We're so caught up in the gesture. What do you plan on doing after the gesture? All those people that tweeted out the black cube that said, was it Blackout Tuesday? All right. Well, did you walk away from the computer saying, all right, I'm good. I'm done.
Right.
I did everything I could. No. So let's see what people are planning on doing. Even the people that are making the grand gestures, what's the plan after that?
The NFL, though, Peter, is so fortunate that there's no game on Sunday.
Oh, man.
I mean, everybody's hoping that by September all of this blows over, but then you're going to be closing in on an election.
It ain't happening.
And if all the players end up kneeling, that's going to give the president something to galvanize his base. And what do the owners do?
So, let's say that happens, okay? And I think it will. Because I'm with Peter. I don't think this is going to blow over to the point where we're just going to forget about it come September. All right? What if every player in the National Football League knelt? What if the Players Association got together and said, we all are going to kneel? Right?
Right. Then does that do anything for Drew Brees?
But what I'm saying, it doesn't do anything for Drew Brees because he would really look silly if he didn't kneel. But I'm saying even if Trump went after the owners, what are they going to do? Are they going to really stop watching the NFL? I mean,
This is all happening.
There's an important piece to remember here. Some of the change that we're seeing happen right now, and I do believe we are seeing real change happen in front of us, and there are people who did not used to care about these issues who now deeply care about police brutality and racial and social justice. A lot of those same corporations that the league was scared of offending when players were kneeling have now publicly gone on the record in their support of Black Lives Matter.
Right.
It puts them in a different situation to condemn those players when they take a knee. So it is going to be a different situation. Mm. There are going to be major corporations who will no longer be able to pull their money from a team and cancel their suite at a stadium if the players kneel because they're on record saying Black Lives Matter.
And the ball game's changed. And to that end, Michael's right. The NFL did take a bit of a ratings hit during that whole controversy because there were people that were disgusted with the NFL, with Colin Kaepernick and all that, and walked away from the game. I think the opposite will happen. I think if they didn't all kneel when they came back in September, they would probably lose more viewers.
No. I mean, people are polarized on there.
Michael. And so don't you think all those people that are marching and protesting would be just as disgusted if no one knelt as the people that were disgusted that Colin Kaepernick did?
The NFL will take the cowardly way out and they'll say, well, there's nobody in the stands, so we're not going to play the national anthem. Well, they won't play the national anthem when the teams are on the field.
We'll see.
That's what they're going to do.
Peter made the point, it's sad that to even use this phrase, but now it's become kind of the hip thing to do. Like, Black Lives Matter is easier to get behind now than it was 4 years ago.
Hey, believe me, it is. It definitely is.
Right, so if the NFL decides to go back their old ways, you're going to probably offend a lot more people than you would have 4 years ago.
All right, we have a guest coming up at 6:30. I want to hit just two quick things. One, Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the Niners, weighing in on what's happened over the last week.
I think one thing that bothers me the most just throughout this all and throughout my own life experiences and stuff is racism is a big deal in our country right now. That's a fact. That's not debatable. It's always been a big deal. And it is today, just like it was 100 years ago. And I think something just as a white person that bothers me that I don't think all white people realize that. You know, there's different parts of this country and stuff. But a lot of white people, if they don't see it, they don't think it's happening. They associate racism with slavery and stuff a long time ago. And they're in certain parts where if they don't see it, they don't think it's happening. And that's the problem. Racism's all over. And this is what black people deal with every day. And white people are very sheltered to that and ignorant. And that's why I think that's the message that's been missed.
But another great job by the Redskins letting him go.
Yeah, tremendous. He was pitch perfect on that.
Tremendous. Tremendous coach, tremendous statement. Awesome stuff from Kyle Shanahan. All right, I'm going to jump right to this day in history because there's a lot. Let's work our way backwards. We'll start in 2008.
This is a sight that the Celtics fans want to see. And hear the ovation as he comes hopping out of the tunnel. And Pierce returning with some energy.
Paul Pierce, of course, was wheelchaired off during that game in the finals. Let's hear Pierce admit later that he didn't need a wheelchair.
I have a confession to make. Whoa. I just had to go to a bathroom. a number a wheelchair? One or a
I had to go
two?
To the bathroom.
But why did you need a wheelchair to get to the bathroom?
It was that bad.
Something went down. I had to go to the
bathroom. Oh,
you were streaking.
Okay, anywho, Dukes, huh? Injuries.
That's it.
Let's go back to 1991.
The look away to Lovingston. Jordan.
To Peter Rosenberg, an unnecessary move.
Yes, an incredible, unnecessary play from Jordan. An amazing play, though. And back in 1994.
The New York Knicks headed to the NBA Finals to go up against the Houston Rockets beginning Wednesday at the Summit. And they are celebrating here at Madison Square Garden.
Hard to imagine, huh?
Hard to imagine people celebrating at Madison Square Garden.
I know. And then, on this day in 1985.
Hey! Kennedy.
Hey, Cameron. You realize if we played by the rules right now, we'd be in gym?
It was... The first time I saw that, I walked out of the theater thinking that was the funniest thing I ever saw in my life.
Today, 35 years ago, was actually the day that Ferris Bueller took off. It was researched and figured out based on the game that they attend, because they're at a real Cubs game, that it was this day in 1985. That'll do it for ENN on a Friday.
And a couple of years ago, some geek tried to figure out it's virtually impossible logistically to do what they did in that time frame.
All right, don't
I am a believer in analytics, you bunch of freaks.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.